Homily 6. New Year's Day. He was named Jesus. In James Michener's novel Hawaii, a married, childless Chinese man migrates to Hawaii, finds suitable employment, and starts a new life with a common law wife, a clever, hardworking, and delightful woman. Their first child, a son, is born, named Wo Chu, and according to the Chinese custom, the common law wife is now called Wo Chu's auntie. The legal mother in China, not the biological mother, is called Wo Chu's mother. As the years go by, auntie's family grows and becomes exceedingly wealthy. For financial reasons, the family prevails upon the 100-year-old woman, but still very shrewd, auntie, to become an American citizen. After much cajoling, she agrees. But when the American official asks for her real name, the family demands that she remain silent. But auntie retorts, "You wanted me to become an American citizen. Americans use their real name. My given name is Guan Yin Yang." The family gasps. The power and dignity of a name, identity, regained even in old age. It is astonishing how important name is in the Bible. A Google search yields hundreds of texts. For example, God grants Adam and Eve the power to name the animals, a way of indicating dominance. When younger, I jogged the Chestnut Hill area. I always learned the names of the local dogs, which, when shouted, if they chased me, usually stopped them cold. "Brutus, you stop that." And he would stop. When Moses asked God his name, perhaps to have some control over him, God replied, "I am who I am." In other words, mind your own business. I cannot be controlled. I'm above every name. Jews have such respect for God's name, Yahweh, that it is pronounced only once a year and written has four dots. Even God, in English, written by Jews, is G-D. The Our Father prayer contains the phrase, "Hallowed be thy name." When conquering armies ridicule the Jews by blaspheming God's name, God said through the prophet Ezekiel, "I will show the holiness of my great name, which has been profaned among the nations. Then the nations will know that I am the Lord." My sister was very careful in naming her children because she knew firsthand how cruel children can be with names. Unfortunately, her first daughter, Donna, became known as Donut. My brother-in-law was so eager to be a grandfather that he often pestered his son and daughter-in-law. When the grandson finally arrived and began to speak, my brother-in-law was devastated to be called Pop-Pop. I told him he was blessed to be given a unique grandfather name. What is his name? Years ago, one older Jesuit who did not especially warm up to me, just hard to believe, he used to call me Herv with an edge. His name was Leo, so I called him Ayo, and maybe with an edge, only a slight edge. As a member of the Society of Jesus, I have a great love for the name Jesus, which means, of course, God saves. St. Paul writes, "God has bestowed upon him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven, on earth, under the earth. So, I would sometimes bend my knee when someone cursed Jesus Christ, or even Jesus. Jesus claimed that whatever we ask for in his name will be given, that the Father would send the Spirit in his name. The disciples and the early Christians preached in the name of Jesus and were astonished at the power of his name to heal and to drive out demons. They often baptized, forgave sins, anointed the sick in the name of Jesus. The Apostle Paul proclaimed that everyone who calls upon the name of Jesus will be saved. Despite my respect for some of the other world religions, I take seriously what the Apostle Peter professed when he was on trial. Salvation is found in no other name under heaven. We heard on the Feast of the Holy Family, whatever you do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. At the start of a confession, I often say, may Jesus be in your hearts and on your lips. Some Christian mystics urged praying by simply repeating Jesus' name and breathing in a way to bring his name into one's heart. In Edmond Rostand's lovely play, Cyrano de Bergerac, Cyrano claimed that his true love's name, Roxanne, is like a bell that rings continuously in his heart. Would that Christ's name ring like that in our hearts? I'm a romantic. In the honor of today's feast, blessed be the name of Jesus.